All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
My name is Angie Wallace, and I'm Brookfield High School Student Council sponsor.
All right, Angie. Well, we see that you guys have a fun little event coming up that is actually going to go to a good cause. It's called Freezing for a Reason. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this event?
Yes. What this is we are having a fundraiser to raise money for the Brookfield Special Olympics group. And what we have teams that are registering. You can have four people per team. And what your team does is they enter the cold waters of the Brookfield Country Club Lake. And it's a little bit chilly, but the money that we raise from this will go towards the Brookfield Special Olympics kids that like to compete at the Special Olympics level. So.
Very good. Like I said, a very good cause. Now, is there pre-registration involved in this, or will they be registering the day of?
Well, actually, we would like for as many people to register ahead of time if they possibly could, just kind of save on time. You can actually get a copy of the registration at the Brookfield High School office, or we actually do have a Facebook page called Freezing for a Reason, and they can go on there, and there's a PDF document of the registration paper there as well.
Very good. Now, I'm seeing a very fun aspect to this Freezing for a Reason called the Parade of Plungers. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we are encouraging all teams to come up with some type of a theme and to dress in some silly little costume. And then we will have a parade of all the people who are going to be going into the water with their costumes. We'll have that at 1:30 prior to the event, which starts at 2 o'clock.
Very good. Now, how long will those plungers be sitting in that cold water?
Well, they usually just go in and then out. We're going to have two different levels. We'll have the, and we have a certain name for them, the puppy dog level, which is going to be just about up to your knees, if you'd like. And then we'll have the big dog level, which will be up to no higher than chest level.
Ooh, that is going to be cold. All right. Now, I also see that you guys have a little bit of an event going on right after the plunge to kind of, I guess, thank the people who are going to support this. What will you guys be doing around 2:30?
Well, at 2:30, as soon as the kids are, or the teams are getting out of the water, they will immediately go into a warming room, which is going to be inside the clubhouse there at the country club. And we'll have a lot of heaters in there, so they'll get warm immediately after. And then we have our student council parents. That will be in there serving soup to everyone after the event.
Very good. All right, so let's kind of reiterate a little bit. Let's go over the time, the place, how much it costs for registration, and if you could, the age range, the age limits that we are going to have in this.
Okay, well, registration will start at 12 o'clock at the Brookfield Country Club, and that will take place till about 1:15. If your team is going to be participating in the costume contest, they'll register at that time as well. At 1:30 will be the parade of plungers, so you can see all the costumes, and we will have awards for the coolest costumes. And then at 2 o'clock, of course, is the actual Freezing for a Reason event when they enter the water, and then immediately after their entrance into the water, they will go into the warming room, and that's where they will have the soup supper. Registration is $40 per team, with no more than four people per team. What else did you want me to say?
Age range. That's okay. Age ranges?
We prefer for kids to be, I'd say about 10 years or older.
Okay.
And to not have any kind of health conditions, heart conditions, things like that.
Okay. And are parents allowed to get involved in this as well?
Absolutely. We highly encourage it. We would love to have the parents come out and watch and participate.
Very good. And with that, I'm assuming that it is also a community event. Community members are allowed to come in and say that they want to help as well.
Well, that's kind of what we have done. We've gone around to the community and passed out flyers and registrations, and we would love for this to become a community event. We have also reached out to other communities as well, to other student councils in the surrounding area, and we've invited them to attend the event as well.
Very good. All right, well, I think we've covered most of the hot spots for this. Well, I guess you can't say cold spots for this one. Is there anything else that you'd like to let the listeners know?
No, just come on out and participate, and the money goes to a really great cause.
Very good.